Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Skin Club podcast. I think you're having an allergic reaction.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, we just turned on the camera and I'm looking at myself and I'm red.
Are you just nervous?
No, I'm not. Lately, my skin's been really burny and kind of itchy as of the past 2 days, my face and neck. So I've just been using like super healing products. What is happening?
Did you get like a new jewelry?
No, because it's on my face too. That's so weird. Sorry, we just turned on the camera and I looked at myself and I was like, what is happening? I am a splotchy red girl right now.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, welcome to the podcast. We'll update you next week if I figure out what this is.
She stops breathing.
That's terrifying. I actually today tried calling the dermatologist to book a full body check. So oh, yeah. Maybe you'll find out if I have something weird.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope you don't.
Yeah.
Well, what's new with you?
Okay.
Wait, let's introduce the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Today we're talking to Lissy. Lissy was on two and a half years ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, time flies. Holy cow.
Right before she launched her skincare line, which is amazing. She is such a bad A. We love her. She's a good friend of ours. And so yeah, we'll chat with her. She's in Utah. She's an esthetician. I actually went to school with her.
If you've been on TikTok, you've seen her products. It's Lissy Skincare. It's seriously everywhere. It's viral. It's booming. She is fantastic. Like super amazing wife, mother, business owner, baddie. We're obsessed with her. And last time we interviewed her was right before she launched Lissy Skincare. And now it's here. It's established. And she's just like slaying the house down. So you guys get to enjoy this amazing interview with Lissy or Alyssa Cotter. And yeah, I think you guys are going to love it. If you guys have ever been interested in like starting your own skincare line or wondering how that process goes, we dive deep into that. And she's just like amazing. And I'm so grateful that she was willing to share so much.
Yeah. Yeah. She's awesome. Good intro.
So what's new with you?
Okay. What is new? I may be having a reaction right now. Today, the day recording is my husband's birthday. He's so funny. He does not like compliments. He doesn't like attention. And like, I love attention and compliments. So I like to smother him and he's like,
that's
wants
so
to keep
funny.
It chill. But he wanted to get Indian food tonight. So that's what we will be doing. We will be eating some chicken tikka masala.
So
yummy. But oh my gosh, my parents for my birthday, they ordered me this beautiful, it's my first like real bag. They ordered me this beautiful leather brown bag. I'll have to show you. I don't know.
I saw it.
Yes.
Oh, that's yours?
That's mine.
Wait, it's so beautiful. I thought it was your mother's.
It is beautiful. I know. It's like my first real bag. And so they ordered that for my birthday, but it took forever to get here. So they kept telling me, like, it's coming, it's coming. I'm like, you guys don't even have to get me anything for my birthday. Yeah, so I'll find out where they got it. But I got that this week and it has been my favorite thing ever. Like I've never had a real bag before. And so I just have been really happy and loving that. So I guess that kind of counts as my weekly favorite and my update, because my only other update is that I've been trying to exercise my dog because she's unhealthy and like really big in the most loving way. And yes. I'm just worried about her health. I want her to live a long, healthy life. And so I've been running her.
I love that. That's amazing.
So, okay. Yeah. What are your updates?
Updates. Oh my gosh. I just feel like right now is so much planning for like all of the holidays, especially like Valentine's, February. I'm planning for next month. So I've been doing meetings. I had one-on-ones with my whole team. We had a whole team meeting, team training, everything, and then planning for the next month. So I've just been like work busy, you know?
Yeah.
And then let's see. I don't really have anything like new favorite that I've been doing this week, but yeah, I don't really have one. I don't know. Sorry, I'm literally trying to think of one. I don't know. I don't have one. I'm skipping this week for the first time in forever. And if I can think
Wow.
of one by the time that we're done with this intro, then I will say it. But as of right now, I don't really have one. I haven't tried anything new this week.
Did you order a dress for the Skin Games?
Okay, no, but let's talk about that. So we bought our tickets. We are going to the Skin Games. If you guys are going, please tell us. We need to know who to look out for. And like, let's go to dinner while we're there because we're going to be there for like literally 4 days or 5 days, and it's quite crazy. And we do not know where we're staying yet. So if you have any recommendations in Chicago,
Georgia.
Georgia. I literally said Chicago this morning.
I knew what you meant.
So we're going to Georgia in like 5 weeks, probably 6 weeks. I don't know, whatever it is. We're going to the Skin Games and we're so excited. So, if you guys know any cute places to buy ball gowns, because apparently we have to like dress up.
Oh, it is like red car. It is the Emmys, the Grammys of the skincare world. We are wearing red carpet
Let
dresses.
me tell you, my prom dresses were from Free People and my wedding dress was from Anthropologie. I have never worn like a gown, like ever.
Those can count as
But
gowns.
like they weren't though. Like all of them were less than $500.
Same though.
No, seriously, like my wedding dress, I saw it on Anthropologie's Balden or BHLDN, whatever the freak you call it. I saw it on there and I just ordered it. Just ordered it
Oh,
online.
really?
I never tried on a wedding dress.
You did
No, like we
it?
should go wedding dress shopping
Wait, that was
for
like the
fun.
fun part. We should go
I know,
pretend.
but like I had just come back from my mission. I literally had no friends. I
Oh,
know. I
I
know.
wish we knew each other earlier in
No,
life.
you were still in high school.
Was
Probably. How old are you? Or what year did you graduate?
I'm not that much younger
Wait,
than you.
what year did you graduate?
I graduated 2017.
Okay, literally, I had just gotten home from my mission in 2018. So
So I would have missed you because
by like a
that's when I
year.
moved to Utah for 3 years.
Yeah. Sad
Wow.
days.
Well,
Well, you can come to like our vow renewals. I
yeah.
hope we never even did vows. So I'm hoping that like when we hit our 10 years, we can like finally tell each other like what we wanted to say, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Finally, like make some worldly promises. Anyways, but any other updates or things?
No, not really.
I actually do have a weekly favorite.
Oh, good.
It's Lissy Skincare.
Yes.
You guys, listen to the ingredients that are in these products. Fan freaking tastic. Look for them at Flourish at a local store near you.
And they're all acne safe.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And there's a lot. Like, just buy her whole, she has a bundle deal online that you can get that is amazing, that has everything. But she'll talk about each of the individual products during the podcast. So be sure to listen all the way through. But we hope you enjoy this episode. We absolutely adore Lissy. She is just the cutest and we love her. But yeah.
We love you guys, and we'll see you guys in the episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi guys, we are sitting down with Alyssa Cotter, also known as Lissy, really popular for her skincare brand, Lissy Skin. And we have had you on before, Lissy, and the last time we chatted was right before you launched your brand, Lissy Skincare. We are so excited about it. You are absolutely killing it, but we want to know kind of how that started for you, how Lissy Skincare began.
Okay, hi, I'm so excited to be here. I know was thinking the other day, I'm like, did I come on this podcast already? I'm like, yes, because I remember telling you guys that I was about to launch Lissy Skincare and it was like a secret that I've been keeping. And I remember telling you guys that I was like, oh my gosh, I can't remember. I'm so excited to like bring it full circle and like now talk about it now that's actually here. So thank you for having me. Okay, you said, how did I get started?
Yes.
You
Yeah.
said,
How
okay.
skincare begin?
Okay, so, well, as you know, maybe I guess there's probably a lot of people on here that don't know. I'm an esthetician. I went to esthetician school because I had acne really bad. Felt like I could not clear it up to save my life. Me and Rachel were in esthetician school together, and I don't know if you remember this, but I was like always used as the example of the different types of acne. Everyone's like, "Well, look at Lissy's skin. Like, this is grade three acne. Like, whatever, humiliating. It's fine." But like, I like really thought I was gonna get into esthetician school, and my life was gonna be changed, and my skin was gonna be beautiful, and then I'll just like easily help clear everyone else's skin up, and it was just gonna be great. And that was just not the case. I remember at the end of esthetician school, one of the teachers was like, "We really need to clear up your acne, or like you're not gonna get a job." And like, that's kind of how I left esthetician school, being like, "Cool, I'm never gonna get a job." No.
I didn't know that. Oh,
Yes.
that's so awful.
And yeah, it sucked, and it like definitely was such a huge hit to my confidence, not just that situation, but just acne in general. Like having it in high school, and just like I remember not even want to make eye contact with people. It was just awful. So I graduated. I struggled to find a job that I really wanted besides like a, like a nail salon or like something like that, So I ended up just going solo right out of the gate and doing like basic facials and chemical peels. I also did like brows and then some microneedling as well. And I was using professional skincare products, and they were helping a little bit. Like once I was out of esthetician school and not like just doing treatments to my face all day, every day, it definitely calmed down a little bit, but not where I was like, I have clear skin. I never ever felt that way. And I started kind of gaining traction on Instagram and sharing like, hey, I'm an esthetician. I have acne, and just trying to kind of break the stigma of having acne as an esthetician. I kind of started growing a following that way, and that was really like so awesome to meet so many estheticians that had the same struggle. I'm feeling like, okay, we actually there's a lot of us that feel this way and have acne and are struggling. And ended up doing different things with my aesthetics career. Was taking clients. Was doing stuff within like the aesthetics community and really love that. And back in probably 2020, I had the idea of like, I want to start a skincare line, but like that seemed one like actually impossible. Like that would never happen, but that would be so awesome. And then this thought, like it just didn't leave my mind. So I really at that point started researching like what it would take, different labs, different products. I was in Facebook groups just trying to gather like any information I could possibly get. And I really thought that I was going to like start with sunscreens. And I don't really know why. I think I just like didn't have, there wasn't very many sunscreens that I felt like I really loved. And I'm like, I want to like bridge the gap between like acne safe and like really great sunscreens that make your skin look good and stuff. Come to find out, with very, very minimal research, I quickly learned sunscreen has to be FDA approved. That is gonna be like so insanely impossible to do as like your first product unless you have $1 million just right off the bat, So, I started like being like, I actually just want to like clear up my acne. That would actually be really great if I just had clear skin. So, I started researching different ingredients, even talking to like my aesthetics community, and I discovered the power of mandelic acid and started testing out some different mandelics, researching mandelic, the different like forms of mandelic acid, and just started testing out lots of different formulas. And I landed on the mandelic serum that we launched as our first product. And I was so confident releasing that product because I had tested out that specific formula probably for at least a year before launching it. And nothing had ever cleared up my skin in the way that that product did. It cleared up my fungal acne within a literal matter of days. I had super stubborn acne, like down my, right under my ears and down my jaw, that w just would not go away. It was so stubborn, and that cleared up so quickly. And then my skin just like stayed clear, where it's like I would do a chemical peel and it would be, great skin for like a couple weeks, and then the acne just came back. But as I was like consistently using this product, it just never came back and my skin had never looked better. And I'm like, okay, this is it. And there was some time where it like took up a lot of courage to actually like go for it and do it. But I was using it like that whole time. And that is how we got started. That was a really long answer, but what was that?
What year was that? That like you finally like had production done, everything ready to go and like started.
Yeah, so we actually launched September of 2022. But I remember in like, so I had a baby in February of 2022 and I had been using the product for like so long before that and being like, I'm going to do this. And I just like didn't do it. And then I remember like a couple weeks after I had my baby, just like kind of being glued to the couch and texting my friends and being like, okay, I'm doing it. And one of my friends does graphic design. I'm like, come over. And I remember she came over to my couch and we designed my bottles and stuff. And I'm just like, this is happening. So in like February, I was like, okay, we're doing this. I already knew, like I had already bought samples of packaging and stuff like that. So I kind of already knew what I wanted. I knew what the product was going to be, all of that. And it was just kind of like putting it together and making it work and getting everything ordered. And then we were able to launch in September.
Holy cow. Wow. That is amazing. I'm so proud of you. That's
thank you.
So much work. Like, okay, wait, we need to know, like, what does that production process look like? Just like from start to finish, like how does that work?
So with our Mandelic, I actually worked with an esthetician on that first one that was connected to chemists and labs. So that made it more helpful because I didn't know what I was doing or what lab to go for or anything like that. So with that first product, that's how I did it, is I connected with another esthetician on a Facebook group that like had all the connections and she helped me with that. And then since I have done the process on my own, so like for our moisturizer, for example, I can't remember, a lot of my products use different labs because different labs have different strengths really. So like our moisturizer, I use a lab actually in Arizona. And it's really just, it's like finding the lab that you want, testing out different like products that you like. So figuring out like, okay, this product, I like the texture of this. I like the ingredients of this. I like the smell or the color or whatever. Sending like products to the lab, telling them what you like about each one, what you want to duplicate. And then just getting like samples back, testing it out for a little while, saying, tweak this, getting another one, tweak this, getting another one. So like for our moisturizer, I think like from beginning to launch, we were working on it for probably a year and a half before we were actually able to release it, just because you're have so many different tests. And then once you're like, okay, now I'm going to accept this formula, I love it, let's do it, then you have to get all of the packaging in, and then you have to do testing with that specific packaging. And I don't know, it's just a whole process, but
holy cow.
It's fun too.
Helps you like with the revisions of everything, or is it all you?
Sorry, what was your question? Who helps me?
A team that helps you like with the, I guess like revisions of like the product, just like testing them out, sending them back. Like, do you have help with that, or is that all you?
No, that's all me. It's obviously I'm working with like a lab, and I have an account manager with the lab, and I'm telling her like, hey, tweak this, tweak that. But yeah, as far as like testing out the products and like, you know, I'm researching every ingredient that's in the product and all of that, that's me.
That's so cool.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Like, seriously, that's really cool, because that just seems like such a massive thing. And the fact that you said 2020, this is my goal, and then you release your first product 2022 is incredible. And if I remember correctly, you were in the treatment room still working at first. When did you take your hands out of the treatment room?
Yes, I did. So I'm trying to remember. So I launched 2022. I think I quit. I call it, I'm quitting. What year is it? I think I was officially done with every client like January of 2024. So it's been just over a year, I think of not taking any clients, but the whole year of 2023, I was really only taking very select clients, no new clients, only ones that had been with me for a long time that I was like literally scared to tell them that I was quitting. That's who I was taking all of 2023, and then 2024 is that I'm sorry, you guys, and I cut the cord.
Gosh, that's amazing though. What do you feel like helped you grow Lissy Skincare so much? Like, it literally boomed.
Thank you. Yeah. A couple different things. So one, I feel like I already had a really great community on Instagram. Like I said before, I was I was doing different things within the aesthetics community. So I had my apparel line, which was like doing so great. And I was hosting retreats for estheticians, and I would sometimes teach like an Instagram course. So I had like a really great and engaged community on Instagram, and that helped. And that's really like the first place that's really the only place I had to promote it. And we were able to sell out, I remember, in the first day, which was so exciting. And that was just through like the Instagram community. And then I want to say like 6 months, like maybe like 10, somewhere between like 6 to 10 months, I got on TikTok Shop, which I guess I had been on TikTok before that and had like a couple videos go viral, which was really helpful. And then we got on TikTok Shop really early on when TikTok Shop just started, and it was like pushing people's videos a ton that were using TikTok Shop. And they were really just trying to grow that. And so they would like give discounts to people while they were eating the cost of the discount instead of me and stuff. So it was so helpful in the beginning. TikTok Shop is seriously like what made us take off so quickly and so well. And that's been so great, but now TikTok's on the decline, and not just because it's getting banned in 3 days, but TikTok Shop, I guess, in general, is just so saturated. And now they're not like trying to start it from the ground up. So they're not doing all of those like discounts, and they're not pushing TikTok Shop videos as much. So it's definitely not what it once was, but like in the beginning, it was so helpful to get the word out. And now I feel like we tried to just like milk TikTok for all that we could, like especially this year. And now we're gonna pivot and try and find new ways of like growing, just because you don't know what's gonna happen with TikTok, and TikTok Shop's on its way down anyways. But that is definitely our biggest growth.
Wow. Yeah, watching on TikTok's amazing. I've scrolled and seen people review your product several times, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, that's our girl Lissy. Like
so happy.
Like, not to be creepy, but like it also says like how many products sold, and I definitely did the math and I was like I'm like, oh my God, she's doing so good. I was like, so
thank
happy.
You. Thank you. Yeah, that's really nice. I know. I'm like, why are we gonna be putting that? Like, it is kind of so crazy.
Like, it is so like reputable though to like see like
that's true.
Thousands of people have purchased this. It's like, oh, I know. Why wouldn't I? You know, it's like seeing a good Amazon review with like thousands of purchases.
That's true. That's true. That probably is really helpful. I'm like, okay, so how do I get my website purchases on there too? Like,
well, can you like sell it on Amazon, or is that like, no?
No, I can. I just haven't. I can't really decide, because being an esthetician, we're always like, don't buy off of Amazon, you know? So it's like, I feel like I'm kind of now stuck in a weird place where I'm like, it would actually be really great as a brand owner to sell on Amazon. But am I going to be a hypocrite if I start selling my products on Amazon? You know, I don't really know what to do. It's something I've gone back and forth in my head.
I think it's like the registered storefront that like makes you like, I buy some of my favorite products from the brand's like actual storefront, because like I think legally it like has to come from their store.
Yeah, you just have to make sure it's not like a fake account.
Right.
Okay, you're right. I literally am thinking, and I'm like, I did buy a skincare product off of Amazon yesterday, but it's because it said it was from, like, I could see it was from their actual store.
It's my body wash, like my shampoo. You know, it's like I get them from like some of my favorite.
Yeah, I get Naturium off of Amazon, and I just go straight to the Naturium
seller.
We'll promote it that it's like legit on Amazon.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Just know if I'm ever on Amazon, it's legit. Okay. There is like on Amazon, and it's been on there for like a year, Lissy Skincare Mandelic Serum is the title of it. looks like a bottle with bright red something in it. And the picture is not mine, but the name is. And I'm like, I'm terrified. It says like 30% AHA on the bottle or something. And I'm like, I'm terrified if anybody has bought this off of Amazon thinking, but like, you'd maybe have to be dumb to get it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, maybe nobody's bought it because you might have to be dumb.
It's very unique though, that like, hopefully people don't think they can like duplicate, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
if
yeah.
They sue them.
What?
I said, if they try, sue them.
I will. No. And I'm like, I probably should like do something about these people, like trying to scam people on Amazon with my name. I have too long of a to-do list for that, you know?
I'll go and report.
Okay. Yeah, please do. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day. But I also really like, one of our goals for this year is to get into wholesale with more spas and estheticians. Because we do wholesaling, but we don't talk about it very much. And I'm like, I don't know that if people would want to, if people can just buy off of Amazon. So I really like, these are things that you don't think about until you're like in this situation. You're like, what is best as from a business standpoint, you know?
Totally. Yeah, that's true. That's hard. Well, I trust that you'll make a choice.
we'll see. We're gonna really push for wholesaling this year and see where it goes. So that's kind of, that's where my heart's taking me at the moment. Cause I love my estheticians and I just like, you know, I just trust them and love them. And I love the aesthetics community so much. And I like really want my brand to be a part of that. But I feel like we focus so much on TikTok that we haven't really been able to like break into that. Because TikTok was just so easy in the moment and so great for exposure. But now I'm like, I really want to get back in with my aesthetics community, you know?
I would love that because truthfully, there have been several instances with clients of mine where I'm like, you just needlessly skincare mandelic. Like genuinely, I have seen it firsthand myself with my clients. It is so good. And
oh, that makes me so happy.
Too incredible. Like I just love it. The proof is there. But I'm curious, now that you're out of the treatment room, like what does a typical day look like for you running the back end of Lissy Skincare?
Yeah, this I don't even know right now. I feel like I don't even know. So okay. I just had a baby. Oh, hold on. My computer's gonna die. Let me plug it in. Okay, so I just had a baby in August, and so I was pregnant for the entire year, and then I'm in postpartum, and I'm like, I don't really know what's been happening. Luckily, I have really great employees, but literally within just the last couple weeks, I'm like, okay, I am back at it, and now I have kind of a schedule, so I'll tell you what it is, but it is a new schedule. So my husband works from home, but he works at my office, and I'm mostly just a full-time stay-at-home mom, except now I come to the office 2 hours every day. I'm really excited about it. That seems like so dumb and lame, but I'm like, before I was doing like half mom life, half working all at the same time, and nothing was getting the correct amount of energy that it needed in the moment, you know? So I'm like, I really only need like 2 hours of dedicated time a day because I have such great employees to come here and just like knock off back end stuff or come up with new ideas or email people or do stuff to actually like grow the brand. And then my employees are the ones doing all of the customer service and fulfillment and social media and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what a day looks like. I sleep in as long as I possibly can until my baby wakes me up because I'm awake, you know, all night long, it feels like. And then we hang out, we go do all the little 2-year-old activities, library, gymnastics, dance, you know. And then the afternoon hits and I come to work for a couple hours and then I go home. And that is what the day in life looks like. And every day I'm doing something different when I come to work.
That's so fun though. Like,
yes.
I'm so glad that you get to balance that and like dedicate the time because I feel like with working just in general, it's so hard to feel like you have a balance. But if you can dedicate a specific amount of time, it prevents you from like having to answer messages or whatever throughout the day when you're with your kids. you know?
Yes. It's, I like love being with my kids, and I know that I'm like, I could get a nanny and that's like great. I just like, for me, I just don't want to, like, I just don't want to. So I have it, and it's been really great that my husband has been able to work a little bit less because of like what I'm bringing in for Lissy Skincare. So he's able to work less so I can work more. And that's been really great.
Does he help with like any of the back end of Lissy Skincare?
No, but like we have gone back and forth on like, you should just come work for Lissy Skincare. It's like, it's always like one day I'm like, quit your job, work for Lissy Skincare. And he's like, no, I don't want to work for you. That, no. And then 1 week later, he's like, okay, maybe I'll just come work for you. I'm like, no, I don't even know what I'd have you do. Like, and then it's like, we just keep flip-flopping and we never land on the same page. We're both like, yes, let's just do it. So I think maybe one day he would come work for me. It's not like a no, but I honestly, I'm like, he doesn't know that much about like how to do anything in the business, honestly. So it would be a lot of like teaching him a lot of stuff. And I'm like, I don't even know what I would have you do. I'm like, can you learn how to be a tax person? Cause that would be great, actually. Can you learn how to do all my quarterly sales tax? And I mean, I have an accountant, that's great, and a CPA, but I'm just like, there's still just so many things, like, ugh. Yeah.
Would love that.
Yeah.
I mentioned that you have some goals for this year. What other goals do you have for Lissy Skincare in 2025?
Okay, so we really want to focus on like a community. And I, again, like I had that in the past with like my aesthetics account. We have a new Lissy Skincare account now. And I feel like we tried for a long time to just be like super professional, like, hey, we're a professional, like real skincare company here. And I'm just like, okay, this is boring and nobody cares. Like, I want to get back to my roots of like having fun on Instagram, showing my personality. My goal is for everybody to know all of my employees' names, like when they see them come up on their screen. And I want like our Instagram community to just feel more connected and fun. I would love to host some events. We hosted like an event with Mixers last, like a couple months ago, and that was really fun. And I want to do more of that and just like meet the community. Wholesale. I really want to start doing more wholesale, and I want to really grow our affiliate. What's the word? Yes. And, so we have like an affiliate program, but we haven't really talked about it a ton. We did at the beginning of 2024 and we got like a bunch of affiliates signed up, and then we just kind of like stopped talking about it and like communicating with our affiliates. So I really want to start that back up, get like so many affiliates signed up, send out product to people, get people using it, talking about it. Like, I just want more people to talk about it, and specifically on Instagram. And our affiliate program, I want to do like competitions with our affiliates more this year. We did one last year, so fun. We did a competition for like the most amount sold, and we gave them like a Dyson Airwrap and like stuff like that. So we want to do more of that with our affiliate. Yeah, you guys, I'd love you to be affiliates, obviously. Yeah, so just more of that, more people talking about it, more estheticians talking about it, more estheticians using it in their treatment room. And I think if we can grow our affiliate program more, I would love to host an event or like a girls' night out specifically for our affiliates and stuff like that. I just like, the word for Lissy Skincare this year is fun. Like, I just want it to feel fun. I want the content to be fun, events to be fun, like everything. That's like all I care about this year.
I love that. Oh, that's so fun. So I'm trying to think, do you have 1, 2, 3, 4 products right now?
We have 5.
5. Would you mind talking about each of those products?
Yes, of course. So, all of our products, like as a whole, are all acne safe and fungal acne safe, breastfeeding and pregnancy safe as well. So, which was so important to me, obviously, because I struggled with acne so bad. So it's like, yes, we came out with our mandelic serum that helped clear people's acne so much. But I also had fungal acne. And then as I wanted to like add more products, I want to make sure all of those were going to be acne and fungal acne safe as well, even though they're not like acne treating products, if that makes sense. So, yes, we have our Mandelic serum, which is what we came out with first. And that is a serum with mandelic, lactic, hyaluronic acid, licorice root, and just like so many great ingredients. It's also a lot more gentle on your skin than a lot of acne products are, which I love. And when I was like testing out and coming out with that first product, I was pregnant and breastfeeding. So that was also important to me. And then we've just carried that on throughout the rest of our products. The next product that we came out with was our vitamin C serum. Vitamin C's are, it's really hard to find one that doesn't break you out. So that was really important. And my skin has done amazing. And so I have our clients with that product. That vitamin C, like, it is so good. It is so good. I have tried out so many different vitamin C's in the past and just like never even finished the bottle because I didn't like I just didn't love them. And so I was never consistent with the vitamin C. I love our vitamin C so much. It has peptides in it, so it's anti-aging, has lots of antioxidants, obviously, and it has some brightening ingredients that just like I mean, vitamin C is already brightening, but we have other like heavy hitter brightening ingredients in there that we've seen people have the most insane results with that one for acne scars and hyperpigmentation. So, love that one. Gives you like an instant glow and makes your skin so bright. Then we came out with our hydrating serum. And that one is a beta glucan based serum. It also has glycerin, hyaluronic acid, hydrating fruit extract. So, it's just like a hydrating serum on steroids. It's so good and silky. It literally is silk on your face. That one's amazing. So plumping, so hydrating. And then the next one we came out with was our jelly cleanser. That is an aloe vera based cleanser. So instead of like a water base, it's or an oil base, it's aloe vera. And so it's really nourishing, really soothing. It feels really silky on your skin. It's the best. I use it for my first cleanse and both cleanses. And I obviously it's the only cleanser we have, so it's the only cleanser I use, but I love it for all of my cleansers. Takes off your makeup so well, makes your skin so clean, doesn't strip it. It's the best. And then we came out with our latest product, which is our moisturizer. Love this moisturizer so much. It was such a labor of love to create because moisturizers, it's hard in general to find one that is acne safe, but then to find one that's fungal acne safe is so hard. Like just because fungal acne triggering ingredients are the typical ingredients that you find in moisturizers. And so that one's so good. I'm also in Utah, so I'm really dry and I also have more sensitive skin. So if I ever did find a moisturizer that was acne safe and fungal acne safe, it was either like really thin or it would burn my skin or something. There was always something. So I had to like solve all of my moisturizer problems with this product. And I feel like we did that. And I really love that product. Yeah, and that's all the products that we currently have.
Do you have any coming down the pipeline?
Yes and no. It's like hard to answer. Okay, so I have had nothing in the works after the moisturizer. It was just like it took so long. It was so stressful. And we've been just doing other things business-wise. That nobody will probably ever hear about, but just like stuff, you know, just stuff. And so it hasn't been like my top concern. Now that we got a moisturizer, I'm like, that was such a hole in the routine was a moisturizer. And now the biggest hole to fill is a sunscreen. And sunscreens, like I said at the beginning, are just so hard because they have to be FDA approved. You have a way higher minimum order quantity. There's so much more testing. The price, like the tests prices are insane. Like it's just crazy. So I've been putting it off until I felt like we were like at a good place or I was like ready to do it. And now I'm like, okay, I can't wait any longer. We got to do it. Everybody's asking for one. And so I literally just started emailing labs like 2 days ago to get like quotes and to, you know, see what I feel like if they can do really what my like vision is for it. And so I think I know what lab I'm gonna go with. And now the next step is just filling out like the whole questionnaire of, you know, what ingredients do you want in it? What ingredients can you not have in it? What type of sunscreen do you want? What type of testing do you need? Like there's a whole list of things. And then I gotta send in products that I like and stuff like that. So literally, we're just barely started. So would I say it's in the works? Not quite, but kind of like we're about to start. And I'm going to, with this specific product, I am going to document the whole thing on my Instagram, on Lissy Skincare's Instagram, because I want input from everybody else on what type of sunscreen that they want. I really this one is going to be a tinted sunscreen. I already know that. But I want feedback from everybody else, and I'm going to document like me testing out the different formulas that I get and stuff like that. So I've never done that before. I've always just like dropped the bomb on the next product that's coming, but I really wanted to involve everybody in this one just because I thought it would be fun and I want everyone's feedback. So I'm really excited about that, but it's going to be a while before it comes out.
That is so cool. And all the products, I'm like, I need that on me right now. Like, I literally am about to order the entire line. But it's
Listen, we'll get it for you. We'll get it for you.
so exciting. Like, just even like the aloe vera cleanser, I'm like, why? Literally, I've never used an aloe vera cleanser. Like, why haven't I?
I know.
I love it.
It's
It's amazing.
so good. It's so good.
I'm gonna try them.
And I'm curious, you mentioned because it is really tricky to find a vitamin C for acne prone skin. I'm curious how long you had to trial different vitamin C's out before you found this one for Lissy Skincare.
Yes, gosh, it's been a long time because I want to say that I was actually using the specific formula. Like I was testing out vitamin C formulas probably before I ever even launched the brand. So, like, I was testing out formulas for a long time, and then the specific formula that I released, I was definitely using for as long as I had. Since I launched the brands, and then we didn't release that product till like a year after the Mandelic, I want to say. So I'd been using it for a long time. I knew the results were like insane. I knew that it was safe for my acne. I was having like my clients at the time testing it out too. And I could have released it sooner. I think I was just scared. Like I had done one product and it did really well, but like starting a brand is just like so scary and feeling like it could go away at any time. Something could happen, or views start going down and people don't buy, or like something happens. So I was just so scared to like release another product, especially because I felt like the Mandelic specifically was almost like you could see immediate results. So it was like an easier sell. And Mandelic is just not as common. Like it's just kind of a hole in like the skincare world, I feel like, and it's getting more and more common. But vitamin C, every brand has a vitamin C, So that was definitely a scarier one to be like, okay, I'm gonna release a vitamin C. Everybody already has a vitamin C, and vitamin C sometimes, like specifically with hyperpigmentation, take a little bit more time to see results and stuff. So I was just kind of scared, and then somebody whipped me into shape and said, okay, you're dumb, just release it. And I did, and it's been great, and people love the vitamin C, so. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Yeah, no, I think it's so amazing. I love the theme that you have with your skincare that you do try to make it acne and fungal acne safe because that can be really hard to find in most brands. And so I really appreciate that as a provider to know that they are acne safe. So round of applause
Thank
for
you.
you because vitamin C is tricky.
Yes, thank you. And obviously, everyone's skin is different. Everyone's skin's going to react different, but at least like you have the peace of mind to know there's no that all the ingredients in all of our products are non-comedogenic. Like that's all that research is already done for you, and the fungal acne trigger ingredients, like if you were to plug our ingredients into like websites that say if it's fungal acne triggering or acne triggering, it's going to say that you're safe to use them. So obviously everyone's skin is different. I'm not going to say like nobody will break out with a single product ever, but when you are buying from brands, a lot of times you just don't know like if something's acne safe. Like it's not just like well common knowledge when you go to any skincare line, and a lot of times you have to do your own research and copy all the ingredients and search them and stuff to figure it out for yourself. So just I love that you can go onto our website and know that you could pick out anything and it's not going to be comedogenic.
I love that. Really? I need to know, would you ever like dabble into back bar with like chemical peels and like products like that?
I don't know about chemical peels. I don't know. Maybe if we grew enough, like in the wholesale aesthetics world, possibly. But I definitely think that if we do grow and people are wanting to back bar for like the products that we currently have, I'm definitely open to creating back bar sizes for that. As far as like chemical peels, I don't even know what goes go like I don't even know how to begin to make a chemical peel, if I'm being honest. Like that probably has to be FDA approved. Like I don't even know. So that has not even been on my mind, but maybe one day.
No, I'll be the first purchase.
Yeah,
That
that
would
would
be
be perfect.
so cool. Wait, that's amazing though. Okay. Love. Awesome. Okay. So our last question we have is, do you have any tips for anyone that might be interested in starting their own skincare line?
Yes, let me think. I'm sure I do. I'm like, I do. One, don't feel like you have to create an entire line at once. Like anytime I've done anything with my business, my number one tip is always just like start small. And with skincare products, that's not always an option. Like there are minimum order quantities and stuff like that. And you can find labs that have smaller minimum orders, but like I did, I just started with one product. And I know a lot of people would maybe feel like if I'm starting a skincare line, I need to have a cleanser, a moisturizer, like all the stuff. Like, but you really don't. And I feel like I'm proof of that. I started with one product and like very gradually added more. And if I had tried to start with like all five products that we currently have, I would be broke. Okay. I would be very broke. So that's one tip because they just seem so daunting to start with all the products, unless you have, I don't know, major connections and major money, I guess. But yeah, start small. I'm trying to think what else. Like, there's so many skincare labs out there. And it's hard to know like what would be the best one. But for me, like I like our current lab that we're working with. I went to their lab and wanted to see it with my own eyes and like get a tour of the lab and stuff like that. And that's definitely helpful in making a decision on like where to get your products and know that different labs do have different minimum order quantities. So if one lab says, okay, you have to have 10,000 pieces, there might be another lab that says we only have to do 500. Of course, the price varies with minimum orders, but just like testing out different stuff and then taking your time with like actually testing out the products and the formulas, making sure that if you're wanting to release a product, it's something that you're very passionate about. Like for me, if I had just released sunscreens in the beginning, like was I like, yes, I love sunscreen, I wear it every day, but did it change my life in the way that the mandelic serum did? No, you know, so just being like, you have to really, really love what you're doing, especially because it's going to be a labor of love, you know?
I have a question. How do you feel like Lissy skincare has like changed you, and like what kind of growth do you feel like you've seen within yourself since starting it?
I feel like it's given me a lot of confidence, in just like doing something really hard and something that I didn't think was even possible, doing something that like I did not know a single thing about, and I had to just Google my life away to figure it out, you know? So just like I can do hard things and I can figure things out, and just feeling like, you know, every single day there's something that comes up where I'm like, I do not know how to do this. I do not know how to figure this out. And every day I have to remind myself, like, but I can figure it out because I figured out so many other things. Also, like, learning how to be a boss and have employees has not like I'm such a boss. That's not what I meant. But learning how to quite literally be a boss to somebody, you know? And like, communicate. And obviously, like, I have learned about myself that I'm really good at thinking that people can read my mind and having to learn, like, okay, I actually need to like communicate these things and put systems and processes in place for my employees because it's like my employees can't read my mind and neither can my husband, you know, like nobody can read my mind. And just learning like my flaws in that way and how to like be better, how to communicate, how to, I don't know, just like so many things when it comes to like actually running a business as well. That makes sense.
That's amazing. You're so inspiring.
No, I
Thank
really, I am
you.
feeling, oh, the husband's bringing drinks. Thank you. No,
Thank
I really am feeling inspired after listening to that, because I think a lot of people with anything, like any esthetician listening, starting your own business, anything like that, when you haven't done it before, like you're not trained how to start a business when you're in esthetician school, and it can feel so daunting when you have to figure it out on your own. And so I really love that mindset you have of like, I can figure it out, and you have, and you are proof of that. And I'm really impressed with you.
Thank you. That's so nice. I'm inspired by you guys too, by the way, like so inspired by you guys. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We just need to have you back on every year or so. And then just like, see how you just like end up across the entire world. I'm like, yes. So excited to see where you go.
Please do. Lissy Skincare to the moon. Okay. Listen, everyone, you know, sign up as an affiliate. Okay. Lissy Skincare. We're in wholesale now. Get in your spot. You know, we're here. We're ready for you.
Guys, like we'll be doing that. So we're setting it up. We're trendsetters over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was so good to see you again. And we will talk to you very soon. Okay.
Hey, bye you guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.